This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. French lawmakers have their hands full. There are spats with Washington over the NSA spying scandal, all the Eurozone debt crisis stuff, and of course, food. Last week, the National Assembly in Paris voted to force restaurants to say right on their menus whether the food they serve is homemade, if you will, prepared on the premises. Because with a culinary reputation to defend, the French are worried that some restaurants in town do little more than serve meals they've bought from wholesalers, ready-made. John Lawrenson reports from Paris now on how a nation of gourmet chefs has been turning into a nation of heater-uppers.
What do you think of this menu here, then?
At a traditional French bistro in a lovely old square, food critic Daniel Bernard's glasses gleam sceptically as he spots an offering called onion soup of the house.
The soup à l'oignon.
Soup
à l'oignon,
which they actually call maison.
Called maison, and in France, maison doesn't mean anything regarding to the law. There is always a house where the dishes are cooked,
but it doesn't mean this house.
Another telltale sign of off-site preparation is a large number of dishes. If the menu's as long as your arm, says Monsieur Bernard, you can be pretty sure that blanquette de veau façon grand-mère, veal blanquette like grandma used to make it, was in fact made in a factory. The so-called chef, he reckons, has taken it out of the packaging, tossed it in the microwave, added freshly chopped parsley, and voila, a dish bought for $4, sold for $20.
Excuse me?
And will the restaurant owner own up?
Je suis pour le fait maison. Tout est fait maison. Le poisson, je n'ai rien de surgelé.
No way. Everything here is homemade, he says. That's what they always say, says Bernard, even when you wave in their face the packaging of a factory-made tarte tatin that you pulled out of their dustbin that morning. Can we take a look in the kitchen? No, they're much too busy.
We have, as a starter of the day, we make a tartare of fresh tuna with some...
In another restaurant just down the road, owner Xavier Delamour is all too keen to show his kitchen, busy or not, and give me a taste of his cooking.
The coriander there is really fresh.
Okay.
A French Restaurant Owners Union says 31% of French restaurants serve food that is pre-cooked elsewhere. Denamour reckons the real figure is much higher. In any case, the public is being conned, he says. But I put to him, even if it's prepared off the premises, the food in your plate could be just as good.
Of course not. Why? Because they put some additive on it. Stabilizant, colorant, epaississant, you know, things that making growing the
thickener,
food.
Yeah.
Thickener. If you buy things in the supermarket, you can read what you have in it. As soon as you go in a restaurant, you can't read.
But if French lawmakers get their way, you'll be able to soon. If the French Senate approves the measure in September, restaurants like this one will be printing up new menus by fall, where a symbol by each dish will show whether it's homemade or not. It might be time for places serving grandma-style veal blanquette to bring a real grandma back into the kitchen. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.